Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Kiwis eyeing partnerships with PH. New Zealand investors have expressed interest in developing partnerships with the Philippines, particularly in sectors like dairy, meat, wood and technology, the Private Sector Advisory Council, PSAC, said on Saturday. This was showcased at the recent Philippine-New Zealand business matching session hosted by PSAC and the Office of the Special Assistant to the President for Investment and Economic Affairs for New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and his delegation. We explore new opportunities to further strengthen and expand our bilateral ties through increased economic partnerships, said Frederick Goh, Special Assistant to the President for Investment and Economic Affairs. Under President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s administration, PSAC said the government and private sectors have actively fostered a climate conducive to the growth of both public initiatives and private enterprises. The business session provided a vital platform for Filipino and New Zealand businesses to develop partnerships, particularly in sectors like dairy, meat, wood and technology, it added. Last year, New Zealand ranked as the Philippines' 28th trading partner, out of 230, with total trade amounting to $495.37 million and is also the country's 38th export destination and 24th import source. The Philippines has a $361.94 million trade deficit with New Zealand. In 2021, New Zealand was ranked the 34th source of approved investments in the manufacturing and wholesale and retail trade industry. From 2018 to 2022, approved investments from New Zealand amounted to $3.49 million in key sectors such as manufacturing, administrative and support services activities, wholesale and retail trade, and repair of motor vehicles and motorcycles. In 2023, the country recorded a total of 29,272 tourist arrivals from New Zealand, up from just 17,503 in 2022, making the foreign nation the 22nd source of visitors to the Philippines. Pending the results of the 2023 NZ Census on May 29, there are an estimated 100,000 Filipinos in New Zealand. Meanwhile, Sabine Aboides, PSAC Strategic Lead Convener, and President and Chief Executive Officer of the Aboides Group, wooed New Zealand investors by highlighting the unique investment climate under the Marcos administration. There has never been a better time to invest in the Philippines, thanks to the unprecedented collaboration between the private sector and the public under President Marcos Jr., said Aboides. Recent legislative developments, like the Retail Trade Liberalization Act and the Public Services Act, have opened new avenues for foreign investments, ushering in a promising era for investors in sectors such as electronics, semiconductors and renewable energy. A pivotal moment is upon us in the Philippines' economic journey, Aboides said.